and wishing you a great, 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 great Tuesday afternoon. Once again, Tom Walston here as your host for Adventures in Recovery here at KVSHLP Vashon, your listener-supported island connection. Hey, we're here every Tuesday, 1:30 to 2. It's just a half-hour show, but I hope to have some information for you regarding some always interesting events going on the beautiful island of Vashon. Hey, we're going to be talking more about what you've all been waiting to hear more about, the diaper drive, where we are at this week so we can get that poor baby to stop crying once we reach the goal for diapers here on Vashon. We'll be hearing from a friend of ours later on to update us on where we're at with that. And we have a rock and roller skate party coming up this coming Saturday. I'll give you more information about that. And tonight, ladies and gentlemen, is a free movie at the Vashon Theater. And what else could you be doing more comfortably on a hot, hot summer evening than be in an air-conditioned theater enjoying free popcorn, free admission, free sodas, free candy, and afterwards, free pizza? Just enjoying some hot fun in the summertime, ladies and gentlemen, just like today on the 26th of August. Hey, it's going to be an awesome day. And one thing I really enjoy about broadcasting from the studios right here on Main Street, Vashon, is I get to look right across the street at the reader board on the Vashon Presbyterian Church, which today says, kindness is more than just a good idea. You got that? Does that resonate? Because at the end of the day, when you ask yourself the question, who did I help today? You'll probably have a pretty good answer. That song, you know who that is? Do you remember who did that song? The Tramps, Disco Inferno, way from back in the day. And the reason I was thinking that might be an appropriate song for right now is because of the Rock and Roller Skate Party coming up. Folks, that's going to be this Saturday, and let me tell you a little more about it. Everybody is welcome. As I mentioned, it's Saturday, August 30th, and it's going to be at Southgate Roller Rink. Now, this is one of the other benefits of being affiliated with Vashon Youth and Family Services, because we were lucky enough to receive a grant to provide some fun things for us Vashonites and families to do on occasion. And if you want to reserve a place, because I tell you what, it includes your admission, it includes your skates, it also includes dinner and dessert. So it doesn't get much better than that. There's a lot of space for a lot of you to still get hooked up with us. Call LaShawn Dandridge, okay? She's one of our star staff members at Vashon Youth and Family Services. Here's her number, 206-966-1279. That's 206-966-1279. And you too will be able to bring friends, family, make it a date night, or bring the kids, doesn't matter. And if you need assistance with transportation, that's another plus. So give LaShawn Dandridge a call. Once again, the number is 206-966-1279. That's all sponsored by Vashon Youth and Family Services. You know, there's another thing that we have going on right now at VYFS, and that is one of your favorite annual events. Well, it's not annual because we just lost our funding for this particular program, which has been very important to the community and especially to new moms. And, you know, it's something that you guys really jumped up and helped in wanting to. Oh, there it goes. Well, here's the whole situation. We need to get this baby to stop crying because we need diapers. So, you know, let me see if we can get some information from our friend, Emmy Bell. Do we have you with us right now on the phone?
Yes, I'm here. I hear that baby again.
Yeah, I know it. There's, oh, gosh. You know, I always count on you to help us out with this issue. And What can all our people do to help this poor baby?
Well, they can donate diapers or donate to our diaper fund. That's what they can do. This would go towards Family Place for families that need help purchasing these diapers. Traditionally, we've been giving them out, but we have lost our funding. So we are asking the community to step up and help us keep these babies dry and healthy and peace in the home.
that does bring about a lot of peace in the home. We can get this poor baby to calm down. Now, I've got to ask you, because here's what we've all been waiting for, Emmy. Last week, I believe you gave us a total so far of our goal of wanting to reach $2,000, which is very attainable. But we were at, what, about $330 last week?
That's right. And, Tom, I have to say, we have not moved the needle. So
what?
We are still trying to get the word out that we have this diaper drive. And one way we're going to do that is we're doing another diaper drive in front of Thriftway on Friday, September 5th, between noon and 3. And I'll be out there harassing folks to pick up a pack of diapers or to donate with our QR code at that time and get that needle moving so that, you know, we can get these to the families. There's another way, too, Tom. I was just thinking. Folks can also, if they want to do, include it in their Costco order and drop them off at our main office across from the country store. That's one way. Or they can just go online to vyfs.org and go to support us. There it is again, and choose the diaper fund.
Well, you know, that kind of sparked another crying jag with the baby when the baby found out that we haven't had that many contributions so far. But however, I will mention that when I was walking by the front desk earlier today, that box designated for diaper donations is starting to show a couple other extra packages of diapers in there.
Okay. That's good. I haven't been down there in a few days. That's excellent. I'll go down and retrieve those and get them to family place.
Well, folks, there
Make
are
room for more.
Well, I'll tell you what, Emmy, we're going to keep calling you, or we're going to hope you call in every Tuesday to give us updates. And folks, you
Absolutely.
Know where we're at now. It's not looking real good, but the good part is we want to reach that goal of $2,000 by the end of the year. So we've got a little buffer room in there, but it's like Emmy Bell said, if you're going to Costco anyway, go to the diaper department.
Or do an order. Yep.
Or do a phone-in order or a call or a web order for delivery. Grab a couple extra packs. We need 1, 2, and size 6, is it?
That's right. And don't forget wipes, thermometers, if you think of it, and teeny tiny nail clippers for our newborn baby boxes.
And definitely the wipes. That plays a very important role in the whole diaper process.
Yeah. And it's an affordable way to, if folks just want to pick up a couple of packs of wipes, it's an affordable way to support these families, and they can drop those off. Or if you need us to come pick up anything on the island, we're happy to do it.
Thanks, Emmy. And Vashon Youth and Family Services has been providing this. We used to call it a baby box, right?
Yeah. Yep.
And if there was a new mom on the island, we would present them with a baby box, which was diapers. I believe it was even formula, and it was everything that you really have to put out some money for.
Yep.
Oh, a handmade blanket, too?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Yep. So, yeah, they're super cute.
I'm so proud, and I think Emmy can probably agree, in her case, so lucky to be connected with an organization like Vashon Youth and Family Services.
That's right. We take care of folks from the moment they're born until the moment they leave us.
That sums it all up pretty well.
Yep.
Emmy, I always appreciate your call. And, you know, I was going to also make mention of the bench dedication we have tomorrow. I think that's going to be around noon.
It's going to be at 3 p.m.
Oh.
And it's in honor of our 5 original founders, which were counselors that got together at a kitchen table, Vashon style, and said, we need to take care of these teenagers. They need counseling services covered. And that's how it happened. That's how it started. We're going to hear some more origin stories from these founders. And we're going to have cake and some speeches and some mingling. So everybody's welcome to come down to our main office across from the country store at 3 o'clock.
And that's 3 o'clock tomorrow, correct?
Yes.
Emmy, always
some
a pleasure.
Of the counselors will speak too. Yeah.
And thanks so much. And the legacy continues. And that was how many years ago that VYFS started?
Well, we became an official nonprofit in 1977. Is that correct? No, I believe That was later, but we began in 1977. So that's when the counseling program began, and it's branched out to four and now expanded into a fifth program we're calling Outreach and Engagement, which responds in real time to needs based on assessments of what the community needs right away. So that's always changing and dynamic.
And the legacy continues.
The other core program. Yes.
Thanks. Thanks to the incredible residents of Vashon and our incredible grant writers that keep the ball rolling, correct?
Yes, and don't forget all the folks that are out there in their red T-shirts, because those are the face of the organization, and they're there to help connect anybody that needs it to resources and services. Yeah.
Thanks for mentioning the red T-shirt. I will have mine on tonight at 5:30 in front of the Vashon Theater, welcoming all you folks that want to come in and see a free movie tonight with free popcorn, free candy, free soft drinks, and pizza afterwards. The movie is going to be 28 Days with Sandra Bullock. Hey, Emmy, thanks again for calling in. And we always appreciate you so much here.
Thanks, Tom.
And you bet.
You too.
Talk to you soon.
Yes.
If anybody wants to bring
diaper 5,000.
Yes, I have a question about changing diapers.
Yes, of course.
Do you have a song of the night to sing to a baby while changing its diaper?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I do. It goes exactly like this. Hit it!
I look at you, you look at me. We take your diaper off so we can see if there's anything that needs it to be clean. You got no poop, you got no pee. I look at you, you look at me. We take your diaper off so we can see if there's anything that needs it to be clean. And nope, you got no poop.
Yeah, but you got some pee.
I look at you, you look at me. We take your diaper off so we can see if there's anything that needs it to be clean. And
oh, man, kid. Oh, yeah, you got poop.
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 You got the poop. You got the poop.
You got 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 what?
You got the poop.
Well, just a little incentive. I'm sorry about that. Just a little incentive to help you with the decision to make some donations to the diaper drive. Either drop off those donations at VYFS or just go on the website at vyfs.org, and you can certainly make your donations then. I already told you about the skating party. So what do you think about this little number to help get you in the mood for getting the roller skates on and giving LaShawn Dandridge a call? Skates.
Yeah. I wanna put on my boogie shoes. Just play with you. I wanna do until the sun comes up. Oh yeah. I wanna do until I can't get enough. Yeah, yeah. I wanna put on my boogie shoes.
going to close out today's show with a little teaser for you for tonight's movie at the Vashon Theater. As I mentioned, doors open at 5:30 for a 6 o'clock showing of 28 Days with Sandra Bullock. And, you know, here is a little teaser of a song. If you've seen the movie before, it's worth seeing again, and this might bring back a memory for you.
So I could breathe. softer eyes of all.